So let's review. Zok the Mishnah, Ritzeach Shenes Arav Ba'acher. If a murderer was mixed up among others, there's a machlekes. Tanakama holds Kulam Paturin. They all become pater from Misa. While Rabbi Huda holds Kaintzenais and Lekipa. They only become pater from Misa's Bezin, but they're all confined in a room where they're fed barley until their stomachs split open and they die. The Gemara asks, Manacher, what type of people were mixed with the Ritzeach? Simon Bashrak. The Gemara gives three explanations of the Mishnah and first offers two approaches in which Acherim refers to other Ritzchim as follows. Rabbi Vo Amr Shmuel says, Beritzeach shaloi nigmar dinoi, shenisar beritzchim Acherim shenigmar dinan. A Ritzeach who was not yet sentenced was mixed with other Ritzchim who were already sentenced to death. The Chacham hold, Ein goymrin dinah shel adam el b'fanav. And Rashi explains, Kivin de makirinoi se loi havi b'fanav. Bezin cannot sentence this Ritzeach because they do not know his identity. Therefore, Kulam Peturin, this Ritzeach, and all the other Ritzchim are not executed because each one might possibly be the Ritzeach who was not sentenced. While Rabbi Huda holds, Miftarinu Lagamri Nameloi, keeping the Ritzchininu. And Rashi explains, Shahare Kiblu Ha'idias Venasu Venasu Medavar. Bezin cannot acquit them because Bezin already concluded that each one is a Ritzeach. Therefore, Kainzin Eisen Lekipa, they're all put into confinement until they die. Rish Lakish disagrees and says that in the above case regarding Adam the Kule Amalei Pligi de Petiri, all agree that they're all pater from Misa because as explained, in German Dina Shaladim El Bafanav. Rather, the Mishnah is a case of Shvarim, oxen who killed a person. Bishar Shalay Nigmar Dina Shanisar Bishvarim Achem Shanigmar Dina. An ox that was not yet sentenced was mixed with other oxen that were already sentenced to Skila. The Chacham hold, Kemises Bailam Kachmises Ashar. In German Dina Shalshar El Bafanav. The ox must be sentenced in the way its owner is sentenced, and Bezin cannot sentence this ox without knowing its identity. Therefore, Kulam Peturin. While Rabbi Huda holds Miftarini Legamri Namiloi, keeping the Reitzchininu. Therefore, Kainzin Eisen Lekipa. Rav, however, asks that Acherim cannot refer to Reitzchim because Rabbi Yisi says, Afila Abba Chalafta Beinein. Even if my father was among them, they're all Pater, which implies that Acherim were Kesherim, not Reitzchim. Therefore, Rava says the Mishnah must be reworded and teaches two halachas as follows. Adam Reitzeach mixed with Acherim Kesherim refers to the following case. Shnaim Shoyoimdin Beyotza Chetz Mi Beneim Baharag Shnaim Peturin. If two people were standing and one of them shot an arrow and killed someone, but we don't know who shot the arrow, all agree that they're both Pater. And even if one was pious like Abba Chalafta, we do not assume that the other person was the Reitzeach. Then the Mishnah continues with Shoy Ritzeach mixed with Acherim Kesherim. Shoy Shenigmar Dinoy Shenisar Bishvar Macherim Ma'alya. If an ox that was already sentenced to Skila was mixed with oxen that did not kill anyone, the Chacham holds Soiklon Oisen. We stone all of them because, as Rashi explains, to Kulu Asiri Bahanov the Ein Hefzel Labaila Meskila. Hakach Soiklon Oisen. Kedisha Deskai Mitzeskila Bemechuyad Ba. Since all the oxen become forbidden because they are possibly the Negeach, stoning them does not cause a monetary loss to the owners. Therefore, we stone them all so that we fulfill the mitzvah of stoning the true Negech. While Rabbi Huda holds, Koins and Eisen Lekipa, because Shalil Atrich Bezin, it would be a great burden for Bezin to stone all these oxen. The Gemara proceeds with a similar brisa. Parasha Misa V'Achkach Yolda. If a cow killed a person and then gave birth to a calf, it depends. Im Achalei Nigmar Dina Yolda V'Lada Mutter. If the calf was born before its mother was sentenced, the calf is permitted in all benefits. If the calf was born after its mother was sentenced, the calf becomes forbidden in all benefits. The Gemara elaborates on this braisa according to Rava who ruled Vlada Negachas Aser, he uvlada nokri. If a pregnant cow killed someone, the calf that is later born is also forbidden because the calf participated in the negicha based on uba yerech imahu. The fetus is considered a part of its mother. Therefore, we must say the braisa refers to ibur la'achar negicha. The calf was conceived only after the negicha, in which the calf did not become usur through the negicha of its mother. And the braisa is understood as follows. Ashalei nigmar dina ibra v'yolda v'lada mutter. If both the ibra and leida of the calf were after the negicha, but before gemar din, the calf remains mutter because since the calf was not within its mother at the time of gemar din, the issa through gemar din cannot take effect on the calf. Imish nigmar dina ibra v'yolda v'lada usur. But if both the Iber and Leda of the calf were after Gemar Din, the calf becomes Asa because since the calf is a part of its mother, the mother's Isser takes effect on the calf. The Gemara qualifies, however, that the above explanation can only work according to the opinion of Zev v'Zeh Gerim Asr. But according to the opinion of Zev v'Zeh Gerim Mutter, when both a permissible and forbidden item contribute in producing something, as in our case, the male permissible ox and the female forbidden cow produce a calf, the calf remains Mutter, According to this opinion, even in the Seifa of Emishan Nigmar Dina, Ibr B'Yolda Vlad Mutter, because the mother's Isser cannot take effect on the calf that was conceived through both parents. Therefore, we must adjust the explanation of the Seifa that refers to a case of Ashalei Nigmar Dina Ibra Emishan Nigmar Dina Yolda Vlad Asr. The Ibra was after the Nikicha, but before the Gemar Din, while the Leid was after the Gemar Din, and the calf becomes forbidden because since Ube Yerach Imahu, the Isser through Gemar Din can take effect on the calf. Previous Mishnah taught, Kol Chiv and Mises Shem Nisarva Zeh Bezeh, Nidoin and Bekala. If people that were sentenced to different Mises were mixed together, they all get the most lenient Mises of them all. Because as Rashi explains, Ma'achar Shem Nisarva Iyat Rishoy Lahachmer Lov, El Yidoin and Bekala Shiyeshna Mechlal Chamura. Since Bezin may not execute a person with a more severe Misa than what he deserves, Bezin executes him with the most lenient Misa, which is included in the more severe Misas. Therefore, on the skull and benisrafen, if a person who was chayv skila was mixed with those who were chayv srefa, Shimon says, nidoinim b'skila sha srefa chamura. They're all given skila because this is more lenient than srefa. While the chacham say, nidoinim b'srefa sha skila chamura. They're all given srefa because this is the more lenient than skila. Shimon brought proof that srefa chamur because ilu lo haisa srefa chamur lo nutna labas koyin shazinsa. Srefa is given to a kohen's daughter who was mezana while she was married, and this transgression is most severe because she came mechalelas as aviyah. She brings disgrace and shame to her father's name. While the chacham brought proof that skila chamur because ilu lo haisa skila chamur lo nitna le megadav lo ovid avodis kechavim. Skila is given to one who blasphemed Hashem or worshipped the Avodah Zarah, and these transgressions are the most severe because Shekim Pasha and Yadav Be'ikar, they both deny Hashem's existence. The Mishnah continues, HaNerogin B'Nechnokin. If a person who was Chayiv Herig, otherwise known as Saif, was mixed with those who were Chayiv Chenik, Rabbi Shimon says B'Saif, they're all given Saif because he holds Chenik Chamura, while the Chacham hold B'Chenik, they are all given Chenik because they hold Saif Chamura. The Gemara questions the halacha of kol chiv and misa shenisar b'zeh b'zeh nidoin mikala. From the feature of hasra previously mentioned, daf mem aleph, hitur atzmer l'misa. Bezin executes a person only if he accepted the hasra and stated that he's aware that this aver is punishable with misa, but he'll do it anyway. While here, the one who deserves the more severe misa was not given the hasra for the more lenient misa, and perhaps he would not have committed the aver for this type of misa. The Gemara offers two explanations. The Mishnah holds Mustra L'Dabba Chamer, Hava Mustra L'Dabba Kal. A Hasra for a severe Misa is also considered a Hasra for a lenient Misa because once he accepted a severe Misa, we assume that he would also do the Avera for a lenient Misa. Or the Mishnah is a case of Kugenshi Hisru B'Istam. The Hasra was for Misa, but it did not specify which Misa. And the Mishnah is the opinion of the Chacham in the following Braisa. V'Sha'ar Chayiv Misa Shabbat Teira V'Chulu V'Ad She'idi'uhu Shu Chayiv Misa Bezin. It's sufficient for the Edom to warn the perpetrator that he's Chayiv Misa without specifying which Misa. As we've seen the incident of the Mekoshes, he was executed even though at the time of the incident it was not known what Misa he deserves. Rabbi Yehuda says, The Edom must also warn him of the specific Misa he will get, because Hasra is derived from the Pasuk that states, Yumas Hameis. And the Pasuk implies, He accepted to give up his life and commit the Aver with its specific Misa. And as to Mekoshes, his execution was through Hashem's specific instructions and cannot be a source for future generations.